Well, one close watcher of China's activities in Australia says that events like those embroiling Sam Dastyari show a glaring lack of China literacy in Australia that's exposing Australian institutions to Communist Party influence peddling. Louisa Lim is a senior lecturer at the University of Melbourne's Centre for Advancing Journalism. She's a former China reporter and author of The People's Republic of Amnesia, Tiananmen Revisited. We spoke earlier. Louisa Lim, thank you for speaking with The World Today. Can you tell us a bit about what we know about the extent of Chinese Communist Party influence in Australian institutions?
Well, it's very hard to quantify because a lot of this influence is really very hidden. You know, Chairman Mao always had the strategy of making the foreign serve China. And we've seen the Communist Party extending its influence in all kinds of ways that aren't really visible, using this government department called the United Front. So using sort of overseas Chinese or Chinese students who may or may not be actually affiliated with the Communist Party to build support bases. I mean, we are seeing increasing amounts of Communist Party influence throughout Australian society. You know, we're seeing the Chinese language media, for example, has been basically bought up by companies that really only tell Beijing's line. We're seeing increasing Chinese influence in universities. And of course, as this last scandal has shown, you know, we're seeing a lot of Chinese influence in community organization and political donations as well. But how extensive it is really hard to tell.
And what are the techniques and the types of organizations? I mean, in the case of the situation with Sam Dastyari, Mr. Huang Zhengmo, who was part of, you know, that whole story, he was the head of the Australian Council for the Promotion of Peaceful Reconciliation with China. I mean, is it about those sorts of organizations?
In many cases, it is. And so, of course, a body like the Australian Council for the Promotion of Peaceful Reconciliation with China, it calls itself a non-governmental organization. But, it, you know, a lot of the activity that it will do does fall under what we would call political lobbying. You know, we, for example, that council held a forum in Sydney for community leaders on the issue of the South China Sea. And there was really, you know, sending this message urging Australia to keep out of Chinese affairs.
And should our politicians be more savvy than they apparently are, if we take Sam Dastyari as a case? I mean, you know, politics is awash with money anyway. Surely our politicians should be able to discern when their influence is being bought, or is it not that easy?
Yes, they should be better equipped. And I think in many cases there is this kind of glaring lack of China literacy across Australia and institutions across Australia. And that's really helped the Communist Party's United Front work department do its business, because people simply don't understand. You know, they think, oh, this is an NGO, or, you know, it's legal for me to take money because there's no laws against accepting foreign donations, but they don't realize that, you know, there are strings attached. So, you know, one of the problems is a lack of China literacy. Another is a lack of legislation, because, you know, until there's a law against foreign donations, Australian politicians will be wide open to influence peddling in all its forms.
Mr. Huang says specifically that he donated and didn't want anything in return in the case of Sam Dastyari. How do we interpret that?
How do you interpret that? You know, if I invite you over to dinner and I cook you a really beautiful meal, I might say I want nothing in return, but, you know, then I expect that you'll be nice to me in future. Reciprocity is part of any human relationship, isn't it?
So in terms of your work and your understanding of how these things work, do you think those are the two things Australia should do, ban foreign donations and have a registry of foreign agents?
I mean, I'm loath to speak about what's required on the political front. I would say that I just think people need to get a lot savvier, and there needs to be more open discussion about money coming from Chinese sources. And we're seeing this in educational institutions as well. There are a lot of educational institutions that have these, you know, accepting large amounts of money from Chinese businesses, businesses whose record is ethically quite dodgy, or who are working in areas that have potentially military applications, and yet they're going into partnership with these companies because it's not against the law. So I do think there does need to be a kind of a a larger review of Australian legislation so that these kind of loopholes are tightened up.
Senior lecturer at the University of Melbourne's Centre for Advancing Journalism, Louisa Lim.